Track 9, Summary Report. Summary Report 2023. This year we have embraced change, starting at the top, with the changes in leadership and the appointment of a new chair of the board and several trustees. We're delighted to have a board of trustees with well-rounded, developed skill sets and experience they can bring to Vista. Following a consultation of staff and members in the summer of 2023, the plans to develop our Kathleen Rutland site as a centre for sight loss have been halted. Responses from our members indicate that they needed services nearer to home or at least easily accessible. We're now actively pursuing how this can be achieved. We're grateful to all staff and volunteers who worked tirelessly through the difficult times in preceding years to ensure that our services continued. Our new office has a community space for hosting opportunities to meet with others. For more information, please visit vistablind.org.uk/meetups or call 07715 078811. It's been another challenging year, but with changes to our methods of working, we're confident we can continue to provide the much needed services for people affected by sight loss in Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland. Jean Voller, Chair of Trustees.
A summary of the year. We continued our commitment to deliver services throughout 2022 to 2023, providing vital support to some of the most vulnerable people in our region. We did this despite the ongoing challenges of securing funding in a difficult economic climate. This year, the board's strategic objectives for the year were to achieve financial sustainability and stability, to progress our planned development for a centre for sight loss. In 2022 to 2023, we reviewed our published strategy Working Together 2017 to 2022 and concluded that our core strategic aims remain unchanged, but believe that subject to resources, we are able to expand our reach and truly represent our community and their needs. We believe that this work fits well with our focus on being financially sustainable and allows us to position ourselves to maximise our impact and thrive for the next 100 years. Delivering on our aims. In 2022 to 2023, we continued to focus on our Working Together strategy, with some excellent work towards our aims being delivered. Preventing avoidable sight loss. With COVID restrictions seeming a distant memory, we entered into the new normal. Our activity with National Eye Health Week and the National Sight Loss Day raised awareness of sight loss and how to look after your eyes. Our shops engaged with a broad audience, extending our reach to people interested in or impacted by sight loss. Vista's mobile support service was back out on the road visiting areas of high prevalence of sight loss or health deprivation, spreading the important message of eye health and offering free eye screenings. Our Active Eyes project continued educating early years practitioners on how to spot potential sight problems.
Reducing the impact of sight loss. The Digital Dynamos team have made contact with 301 individuals, introducing new technology and providing support to use it. We were enthused to see that 58% of those taking part in the project were actually aged 85 or older. The Children and Young People's team continued to provide digital support and activities online. In addition, they provided 28 unique activity sessions in the community, as well as committing to weekly basketball sessions with Leicester Riders and weekly choir sessions in partnership with Musical Village, including a Christmas performance in December 2022. Sadly, we saw our Children in Need funded activities programme come to an end in June 2022. Following an evaluation of the project and learning from our successes, we entered a new phase to seek funding for new and innovative activities for the 517 active children and young people we support. Our Paediatric Eye Clinic Liaison Officer interacted with 577 families in 2022 to 2023, providing support and guidance for those parents of newly diagnosed children. Follow-ups were made with the 494 families, resulting in 1,138 hours of support provided for children and their families. Our Adult Eye Clinic Liaison Officers were back in the swing of fully operational eye clinics, and the backlog was as expected, significant. The team supported 3,506 individuals at the Leicester Royal Infirmary and 482 in the community hospitals of Leicestershire and Rutland, playing a vital part in supporting those individuals through their eye care pathway. We saw the development of Zoom online activities and newly established meetup groups early in their conception. Both models continue to grow and extend our reach. The virtual activity program engaged 126 visually impaired people from Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland, with 766 bookings across the 144 sessions. The rehabilitation and reablement teams carried on delivering their essential services for all three local authorities. The team supported 2,144 people through 4,430 support plans over the year, with mobility and orientation increasing in year. Our triage service, newly developed in 2022 to 2023, has played a major part in managing the expectations of individuals requiring support from us. This service also enabled us to manage the increased workload caused by the backlog of cases coming through from the hospitals.
Providing care and support. The Low Vision Clinic had 746 new referrals in year. This was 312 more than the previous year. This also reflected the increased need caused by those individuals missing their appointments during the COVID pandemic. Our deafblind service supported 161 individuals with specialist one-to-one support. Both of our older people's residential care homes ended the year with an average of 86% occupancy, which was some 4% over the sector average. On the user-rated website, carehome.co.uk, our New Wycliffe Home and Kathleen Rutland Home both achieved a 9.8 out of 10 rating in customer reviews. Our complex needs residential homes, Applegarth and Simmons Crescent, continued to support some of the most vulnerable people in our care. We had an increase of 5% in occupancy, achieving 86% by year end. The Care Quality Commission continued with their remote monitoring of all our homes. There were no concerns raised in year for any of our locations. All four homes responded to requests for information on activity in the homes, including feedback from residents, their relatives and our staff. Our funded partnership programmes. The Leicester Ageing Together programme was funded by the National Lottery Ageing Better. This was established specifically to highlight and reduce the risks and impact of social isolation and loneliness in people aged 50 and over. The project came to an end in March 2023, and we are extremely proud to have been able to generate a range of legacy projects now hosted by other local charities to continue this work. The Work Live Leicestershire project was funded by the National Lottery and European Social Investment Fund. A 12-month funding extension allowed the team to support people in rural areas into employment, self-employment, training and education, volunteering or active education programmes. The team were with us until the programme ended in June 2023, and they worked incredibly hard to produce guides for local areas, signposting to other ongoing support services. In line with our intended strategic direction, we will give careful consideration to any future funded partnership programmes. This will ensure partnerships have maximum impact within the sight loss community and to those we serve to support.
Income generation. During this year, we have shared the difficulties seen by the charity sector across the board, with pressure on household finances reducing, philanthropic monies by half, donors have become much more focused on impact, and we've seen a move towards risk aversion, with donors preferring to support initiatives with known benefits, seemingly contrary to our attempts to increase innovation in our delivery. We have seen significant success with both long-standing supporters and some new funders, which we will look forward to building long-term relationships with over the coming years. We continue to look further afield and work to develop our income generation capacities. As with most new developments, returns are forecast to be low for the first few years, so we have yet to see the benefits of this, but expect to lay some successful foundations during 2023 to 2024. Alongside this, we are working hard to streamline and develop our in-house capabilities, positioning ourselves for the changing fundraising landscape, which we are confident will begin to flourish during 2023 and 2024. Financial summary. Summarised statement of financial activities for the year ending 31st of March 2023. Income 2023. Residential services 5,400,000. 423,000. Worklive, Leicestershire, 1,234,000. Donations and legacies, 176,000. Community services, 728,000. Leicester Aging Together, 24,000. Trading, 300,000. Investment and other income, 797,000. Total income, 8,682,000. Expenditure, 2023. Residential services, 5,623,000. Community services, 642,000. Worklive, Leicestershire, 1,251,000. Leicester Aging Together, 25,000. Fundraising costs, 441,000. Retail trading costs, 202,000. Governance costs, 22,000. Investment costs, 153,000. Our central services cost, 792,000. And pension service costs, 78,000. Total expenditure, 9,229,000. If you would like to receive a copy of the full annual report and financial statements for 2022 to 2023, please contact us on 07704 153 117. This is the end of Track 9.